Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
This time I'm going to put us in recess until Tuesday. Till Tuesday at 10 a.m.
Point of order.
42. Point of order.
I got a point of order.
It's embarrassing.
Dude, wow.
It's embarrassing.
Real good stuff happening with the Board of Aldermen on Friday. We were in the middle of the show and we were getting tweets like, did you see what's going on here? They're like, no, we didn't. We were in the middle of promoting SLU basketball. And we are joined now by Sean Malone from the KMOX newsroom, who did one of those Tom Cruise runs from Federal Courthouse building.
Did you catch your breath yet?
Yeah, he was just there like 5 minutes ago and now he's here in studio
it's
with
magic.
Us. How'd you do it? So, Sean, you were there on Friday. What in the hell was going on?
It was so shocking to see play out in that moment. So things started to really get dramatic before we all thought the drama was going to arrive.
And we should say this is all about the Rams settlement money and how it's going to be spent. There are disagreements on how it's going to be spent. And Megan Green has she is the Board of Aldermen president, has a preferred plan, and it looked like that was not going to be the one that won.
Yeah.
So that's where this all starts.
And so what happened was, we had talked before about the two competing bills, and then there was a compromise bill. So the compromise bill got amended in committee quite a bit. And one of the biggest amendments was that $16 million was taken away from downtown St. Louis to go towards other areas. There were other amendments that were made as well. And that upset Alderwoman Pam Boyd, who was the sponsor of the other bill, Board Bill 131, which was not the one that got amended to become the compromise bill. So much so, they pulled her bill directly out of committee and onto the floor. So it was a pretty overwhelming vote as well. 11-4, 11 alders voted in favor of taking this bill out of committee and putting it on the floor for everyone to debate alongside the compromise bill, which again was amended at that point by Alderwoman Megan Green. And Pam Boyd on the floor, when talking about bringing her bill out, said that the compromise, in her opinion, due to the amendments that were made, was null and void. And so now you fast forward to, we're actually about to get to the real debate on hand and debate the compromise bill. And then after that, was supposed to debate again the Board Bill 131. That was the one that spent all the money now, with a focus on infrastructure and buildings in downtown North City and Southeast City.
So real quick, just to clarify, in that moment, the compromise bill was null and void. There was the board bill that was on the floor. So you had two non-agreed upon bills that they were getting ready to discuss to say, how are we going to do this?
And what was about to happen was a third bill was about to be introduced. Alderwoman Ann Schweitzer was about to propose a floor substitute. Recess is about to start for the election, so the alders are about to take an extended break. And so if this doesn't get done now, it's not getting done for quite a while. And so Alderwoman Ann Schweitzer, kind of seeing the cards on the table, is, okay, neither bill has enough votes to pass. We agree on $40 million for the water division. Let's at least get that done. She was trying to speak. Aldermanic President Megan Green deferred to a different alder. They held a vote to overrule Aldermanic President Megan Green. And when that vote didn't go her way, that's when she shut things down. So it wasn't we never got to a vote on the actual bills and whether or not they would pass. We just had a procedural vote. And that's when Megan Green decided, okay, enough's enough. She said afterwards it was because it was chaotic and people were shouting over each other. And, you know, she had a hard time hearing some of the alders and had to gavel people down. That did happen. She did have to gavel people down. But this wasn't, you know, the level of chaos that I thought would require sending everybody home for the weekend early.
What did the president of the Board of Aldermen, Megan Green, get overruled on?
It was the procedural vote of who should speak next.
Okay.
Alderwoman Ann Schweitzer was waiting to speak. The way she interprets the rules, if you know she hasn't been called upon yet, she should be next. Alderman Rasheen Aldridge was called upon. He had spoke earlier. There was some nitpicking over whether or not that applies to specific rules or if that applies to the meeting as a whole. But that's where Alderman President Megan Green was overruled. And that was the vote that, you know, was the final straw before Alderman President Megan Green just sent everyone into recess. And that was an absolute shock to everyone in the, you know, the alders, the press, the people in attendance. Nobody saw that maneuver coming.
And it doesn't stop there, because she then accused Alderman Joe Vollmer, whose ward is where the Hill is. He owns a bar on the Hill. She accused him of being drunk and said he had an outburst. I've seen the video. It didn't really seem like an outburst to me, but she acted like he was visibly hammered on the floor of the chamber. But she took it back.
Yeah,
so
no
Alderman Vollmer will certainly be missed for his character when he's gone from the Board of Aldermen, because he can kind of be like a one-man Stalter and Waldorf from The Muppets.
Yeah.
Because he'll just wander around during the meeting and just make like sarcastic comments here and there and be funny with that. So, you know, that will be missed from him. But with this, it wasn't anything out of character for him. You know, he at one point interjected when that procedural vote was going on. He interjected and said, "How many passes does everyone get?" You know, and he was halfway sarcastic when he was saying that. I didn't think he was drinking.
He had a tumbler with him he was drinking out of, and he said it was coffee.
He always has that too. So
yeah, so
I mean, if that would mean he's drinking
accusation
for every meeting. Well, especially this was when we're talking about here the time wise, this was still before noon.
Mm-hmm.
So he would have had to have been drinking quite a bit to be drunk before noon.
Yeah, you got to get your day started. It's Friday.
Certainly, but at the same time, like if this was 4 o'clock in the afternoon, debate had been going all day, like everyone expected it to, maybe you'd understand, okay, you know, like at least time-wise, there was ample time for him to get drunk, but there is, like, even if there was a little something slipped in that coffee, there's not enough time for that to happen.
By the way, Kahlua or Bailey's? And some people do whiskey.
I do like Kahlua. But just to, as you noted, Ronch, Megan Green took it back.
Yes.
And
yes,
somewhat
she
apologized.
She retracted it.
Which also, if you immediately take it back,
so
means the guy wasn't drunk.
No.
He threatened legal action, or the possibility of it. Do we have an update of whether or not he's going to still go through with it, even though she retracted her comment?
I'm not sure. I haven't spoken with him yet, so I can't really speak on where his head is at regarding this. What I'm trying to do is see if I can get in touch with a couple other alders about what tomorrow is going to look like. And, you know, is there going to be an agreement in place? I'm trying to confirm with Alderwoman Pam Boyd in particular, because if you recall, I said that she said the compromise was null and void. Well, we didn't even get a chance to get to this, but Alderwoman Alicia Sonier was trying to introduce a floor substitute to her amended compromise bill, undoing the amendments and bringing it back to the original compromise.
Mm-hmm.
Is Alderwoman Pam Boyd on board with that? We're not 100% sure, especially when she says the compromise is null and void. She might just say, you know what, if this is how you're going to do me dirty, I'm not going to go along with this until after recess. I don't know, but that's something we could certainly see happening.
By the way, I want to mention that Joe Vollmer is going to be on the Glover show at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
So he'll, I would imagine they'll get to whether or not he's going to pursue legal action still against Megan Green. But anyway, Vollmer is going to be on KMOX at 3.
They're returning tomorrow. Correct?
Yes.
The real alderman of St. Louis
returns
City.
Returns tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Don't you wish that you had been here covering city politics back when Irene Smith peed in the garbage can?
I'm pretty sure I was like in kindergarten,
don't
give or
wish?
Take around that. Wasn't that 1990s?
You were probably
something?
Peeing in garbage cans back then.
2001? Oh, okay. I thought it was back in the
90s. 2001?
So
no, it was 2001. Yeah.
I was 9 at that time.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't think I was legally of age to be employed. At that time?
I think that's when Michael Calhoun started here. He was 9.
Probably.
Because he's been here 100 years and he's only 30.
So I'll tell you what, I didn't even know that happened. It was referenced in one of the stories about what happened on Friday, that this is one of the more chaotic scenes since Irene Smith peed in the garbage can. And I'm like, I don't remember that at all. You know why? Because it happened like a month before 9/11.
Yeah.
So it just, everything went away.
So are they, you know, you wonder now, okay, does Megan Green pull a George Costanza and pretend like she didn't end the meeting abruptly, insult everyone, and insult Joe Volmer?
Oh, that?
You know, like when George Costanza.
I was kidding.
Yeah, but he's like, you quit. You just go back. Like, you didn't quit. Pretend it didn't happen. Is that what she's going to do? Does she hammer her little gavel and say, like, well, sorry about that. Sorry for throwing a hissy fit. I mean, I'm assuming it's just business as usual tomorrow, but it's just, to me, and now, again, I'm not a reporter. Sean Malone's a reporter. He does all the work. I'm an opinion giver, so I get it. That's my job, is to opine, unfortunately. I think it's embarrassing. I think it's really, really embarrassing, and I'm so cynical right now because I said this earlier. Oh, my gosh. We're going to blow it. We're going to blow it. We're going to blow this once in a generation opportunity to have all of this Rams settlement money to make a difference in the city. But because people are power tripping, which is so weird because we're in St. Louis, Missouri, the rest of the country looks at us like rubes and we're living up to it. Don't blow it. So anyway, Sean, that's how I feel.
Sean's a reporter. He's
he can't give an opinion, but I'm just letting
opinion,
him know.
But I can
how
say
I feel.
That a lot of people, you could tell, were just embarrassed by how that played out. So, you know, Alders were coming up and they were just livid with, you know, Volmer came up to us afterwards. Schweitzer came up to us afterwards, mm-hmm. us in the press, you know, all, to talk to all of us at the same time. And you could just sense the, like, you know, what do we got to do to get something to just happen normally here? You could kind of get that sense.
And too, I mean, it was reported Alderwoman Alicia Sonnier is usually aligned with Megan Green, and even she seemed a little taken aback by mm-hmm. how things were handled.
Well, that was the big problem at the end of the day, is that, as I said earlier, they never really got into the debate of the Rams settlement bills. This was a procedural vote that ended things. So they didn't even really get a chance to discuss. And Schweitzer's plan to carve out the water, whether or not that's something everyone can get on board with. They didn't get a chance to introduce the floor substitutes, to go back to the original compromise, to see if Alderwoman Boyd would be on board with returning to the original compromise. That's the at the heart of this, is that nothing was really solved at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Essentially, a day was wasted mm-hmm. by everyone getting mad at each other. And eventually, President Green shutting things down, and it's not like a substantial debate happened on the floor. And, you know, this point was made, and this person now has time to think this over. It was right on the cusp of it about to happen, and the whole thing shut down.
Did everyone get mad at each other, or did President Green just get mad at everyone else?
People were getting mad at President Green for how she passed over Alderwoman Schweitzer. Mm-hmm. People were getting mad at everybody else, in particular when Board Bill 131 was brought out of committee.
Yeah.
But again, that passed 11-4 overwhelmingly. I don't know if that was just to pull it out of committee. I don't know if that has the support to actually pass it, let alone 11-4. But just one thing worth noting to keep in mind, Mayor Tashara Jones, she's supportive of the compromise bill, going as far as to say that going back to the original compromise is the best path forward. Mm-hmm. But 11-4 on the non-compromise bill, that's a veto-proof majority. So, I don't know if all 11 of those people are going to vote for that bill again. I know of a few that at least won't. But if it passes 2/3, 10-5, that's a veto-proof majority right there. So there is a chance that other bill, if enough people are just upset at the process, upset at the compromise, can say, we're passing this instead. This is what we're sending to the mayor's desk.
So Megan Green gaveled out on Friday, to the surprise of everybody in the room. And one of the interesting quotes, or funny ones, I guess, that Ryan Kroll had, and it was one alder person who said, or it was a City Hall insider, I should say, mm-hmm. who said, quote, the one thing everyone agrees on is that Megan is blanking things up. He didn't say blanking. They agree on that and water. So,
yeah, because I mean, that was, as Sean Malone pointed out, Ann Schweitzer, the alder woman, said, OK, if we're going to disagree on everything, let's at least allocate this $40 million to take care of water infrastructure.
Mm hmm. And that seems to be the one common ground. But are people going to be okay with that? And keep in mind as well, we're going into an election cycle here where several alders are going to have to go back to their wards and explain why the water division was the only thing that they were able to get through. And all these other things that, you know, were promised and talked about in the compromise. Yeah, it's going to be, subsidized childcare available for city employees to help recruit people to work in St. Louis. There's going to be money towards street infrastructure and building renovations, you know, fixing the crumbling infrastructure buildings that the city has. That stuff's going to have to wait. You know, so it'll be interesting with the election coming up as well, putting pressure on them. And as well, Aldermanic President Megan Green has said that she wants to rush this through in part because this is the compromise of the board and the mayor that have spent the last 14 months taking input from the public. So they should be the ones to see it through. But now it's a question of whether or not they can be the ones to see it through, or if it'll be a new board of aldermen that will have to be the ones to get this across the finish line.
KMOX reporter Sean Malone, you'll be covering tomorrow when the when they reconvene. So we'll be listening.
We'll need to talk to you again.
I'll keep you guys updated.
Hope something cool happens.
I hope something cool doesn't happen. That's what everyone's
like a
asking
day.
For at the end. Just a normal day at St. Louis City Hall.
And do not show up drunk, because Megan Green will call you out.
I'm Sean Malone. Something cool has happened at the Board of Aldermen.
And I am hammered. All right. Thank you, Sean.
Thanks, guys.
That is Sean Malone with us. Don't forget to tell us about your Monday regret. My Monday regret is that I didn't go to that Board of Aldermen meeting.
My regret is that I didn't show up drunk.
Yeah. Tell us what your regret is. It doesn't have to be a weekend regret or a last week regret, but it can. Something on your mind. Tell us on the Odyssey app. Leave us a voice message or text us 314-436-7900.